Rolf Harris made this.
I'm not.
Are you coming out on the podcast?
No, I just put butt plugs in my ass.
Hello, everyone. Well, no, you can interrupt me on Crack and Mill Podcast. I've agreed to that.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the
Crack and Milk Podcast.
And we are joined by Elias DeWenger and Goob, as well as myself, Connor. And today we are taking your YouTube comments and turning them into improv bits, fun little comedy bits, because, God, imagine us doing a podcast where we just chat about shit. That would be fucking
We'd go to jail.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to us while you are driving or lying in bed talking to your wife or husband, you can find us on all available streaming platforms. And please go and listen to us there, because that makes us a real podcast. This suggestion is from Mr. Spanners. Elias has thrush but doesn't know how to tell everyone.
Oh, I'm so keen to get to the top of this line at Wet n Wild. I'm so keen to go down the slide.
Yeah, man. It's weird, though, because I thought they use fresh water, but it smells real salty and fishy up here for some reason.
Stingy as well. It's like stinging my eyes.
Stings the eyes.
Must be chlorine, like lots of chlorine.
Yeah, it has to be the chlorine.
Are we smelling you, dude?
No.
Did you shit yourself?
Did you shit yourself?
It smells pussy, though.
Come on, guys. You know me. I never smell.
You smell all the time.
It's literally
you fucking stink.
You smell your eyes.
And we've tried everything. We've used deodorant. We've tried more deodorant.
Bleach.
A bit of bleach.
Acid from Breaking Bad.
Like, my nickname is like sweet-scented Elias.
No, it's smelly cunt. It's just smelly cunt.
It was on your jersey in school.
It was on your jersey in school. Smelly cunt.
Smelly cunt. The teachers actually allowed it.
I remember in the yearbook, I went back and saw your photo, and you won quite a few awards, but the most prestigious was smelliest cunt.
And the photo.
And you won that.
The photo was fogged up from your stink.
Yeah, there was barely any of you in it. But what's going on? Like, are you wiping your ass or?
Yeah, well, kind of. It's gay to wipe your ass.
Who taught you
Who's
that?
What do you mean it's gay to wipe your ass?
I'm not touching my ass, man.
Why?
Why? It's straight to touch your ass.
Do you think shitting is gay? Do you think it's gay to
like
shit?
Stuff coming out your butt. Like,
and going back. Do you suck it back in?
No. So I put a butt plug that's in my butt to plug it all up.
But that's not gay.
No, because I'm stopping shitting. I'm sealing it.
Have you welded it shut?
No. I'm limiting how
much you can
shit in my ass and take out of my ass so by like once a week.
Shitting isn't gay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is jerking off gay?
Because you are touching
a dick.
Is that gay to you? There's nothing wrong with being gay. Like, you're allowed
even
to.
Even if
your
it was.
Sexuality can bend whatever way you want. You don't need to feel.
But I'm not.
It's okay.
I'm not.
Are you coming out on the podcast?
No, I just put butt plugs in my ass.
Butt plugs? There's more than one. They get worn out.
Yeah, sometimes like the acidity of my like shit gets away in it.
It burns it away. Well, we're about to go down this slide, man.
Yeah,
so
dude.
I hope there isn't.
You better get this shit.
I hope your
down.
Ass isn't too dirty.
I have thrash.
Oh, you have ass thrash. Perhaps
thrush.
It's all the fucking shit clogging
up
because you seal it tight with a butt plug. There is nothing wrong with being gay.
I know.
You know that?
Yeah.
Then why are you so scared of it?
Because I'm not.
Okay. Well, then are you going to take that butt plug out of your bum?
Yeah, we're
going to
come out. And we're going to go down the slide.
End of the week. So you don't wait. You wait once a week. That means the poo coming out would be massive.
Yeah.
So that's more gay.
It'd be like this big. Yeah.
Why are you waiting until the end of the week?
Because it's like quality over quantity. Right?
Suggestion. This one is from Snowy Akira. One of you just invented Vegemite, but is being weirdly sensitive about what it's being made of. Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. I'm just here in my factory.
Oh, you have a factory?
Yes.
It's pretty nice in here. What's this product
Thank
you've
you.
Made?
Product.
Yeah.
This is the newly invented Vegemite.
It smells bad.
It smells like shit.
Yeah, it smells like yeast.
It might smell bad, but wait until you try it.
Tastes bad.
It also tastes like shit.
Tastes like shit.
I think
like
an entire
it.
Country of white colonizers will probably really enjoy it.
But if you keep having it, you'll have an acquired taste because it's full
tastes worse.
Of salt and yeast and other misc.
What's that? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, what's misc?
Misc.
It's, you know, the other like 3% of things that are added to things that just don't let me tell you what it is.
Why don't you? Because we're your friends
from college.
So. Yeah, but I cannot go out giving everybody my secrets now, can I? Just have some.
I keep having it. It tastes worse.
It's not. Yeah, it's quite salty.
What do you taste?
It sort of feels like I'm cutting the top of my mouth every time I
taste,
take a bite.
I taste salt. I taste yeast. I potentially taste what seems to be human flesh in there.
So, yes, we do not have organic matter in there.
What's in there?
Non-organic matter.
Like what?
Cannot go into detail.
Oh, we need more from you, mate.
Okay, come with me.
Oh, cool. It's not bad.
It sounds like there's like a machineries behind these doors.
Yeah, don't go back there.
Blending stuff up.
Don't go back there. Do not go. That is my human factory where we excrete all of our humans and get the feces out of them to put them in the Vegemite.
It's not their blood. It's their shit.
But also yeast.
And salt.
So it's
and
food.
Human flesh.
Yeah.
What was that? Where'd you get the flesh
human
from?
Well, when we are done with extracting all the feces from the humans, we cut them up and put them in the Vegemite.
Why wouldn't you just blend them full then?
Yeah.
Because I need to, like, you can't just make them shit. Like, you have to give them time, you know?
Are these free range men and women that you're...
Surely.
Are these...
Definitely not.
Oh, these are just in cages. Little
They're
bit.
All in cages, hanging from ceilings. They not get a lot of place to run around. They just have to stand and probably shuffle weight from one foot to the other.
Holy
That's
with
fucking
a German
dark,
accent,
dude.
This is fucked.
We feel like we're in a concentration camp
a
little
bit.
This
is a bit weird.
Anyway, would you like...
I don't like being here. I've noticed a big pile of shoes over there. I'm really scared.
Mr. Elias, I'm just a little concerned that we're... This is becoming a little too dark, what you're doing. I think it's probably time for us to go.
You want me to turn on the lights?
Sure.
See, it was all a sham. If you come back into this room now, the next room, you'll see that it wasn't actually human flesh that we were putting in the Vegemite. That was from another product I wanted you to see a reaction for.
What product? Marmite.
So there's no human shit or flesh in the
Vegemite. No, there's definitely human shit in there. Human feces and Vegemite, but not human flesh.
That's for Marmite.
So what's in the Vegemite?
Human feces.
This one's from Abus Wolbing. Suggestion, someone is trying desperately to sell one of Hitler's paintings without the buyers knowing who painted them. This is some great work I've been collecting for quite a few years here. I just wanted to show you some of my works. This one's actually a Da Vinci that I've had for years quietly. Well, anyway, we'll put that along. But these ones are by a pretty great older artist.
What shit?
Kind of a polarizing figure, but one that really deserved a bigger voice in art, I think. So, yeah, this one here is quite nice. And we'll be starting the pricing at about 50,000 for this.
I don't want to say it. It looks really bad. Hmm? Looks like an artist dropped out of school and made that. It looks terrible.
Look like they finished art school.
A lot of the lighting's off.
That is the aesthetic and a real emotional driver for this person was the fact that they were rejected from art school. Did you find
Why were they rejected from art school?
Wasn't good enough. It was pretty shit. But that's
Are you a big fan of this person?
For 50,000.
Hmm?
Are you a big fan of this person?
I think that art does not have to be made by someone you like or necessarily
like?
Agree with ethically, morally, or spiritually.
Do you potentially have any like pamphlets or readings or books that have been made by the artists that I could read?
He was a bestseller for quite some time. Which
what years, sorry?
30s, probably 30s.
So like Chaplin era?
Yeah, very, very, very huge, hugely influenced by Chaplin.
Ah, must be American artist, right?
European. He's done a lot.
And a fan of Chaplin?
Huge fan.
So part of the Jewish community or something?
He really likes the color red, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of red and it's like...
Oh, you know what I actually have? I actually have his details in my car. Let me just go into my car and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Do you think it was a bit weird that there's a box with like a little white costume in there and stuff? It's really...
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Hang on.
But
they're in their car. He just drove off a cliff. The car's rolling down a cliff.
What's that on the back of this painting? It looks like it's signed. I can't really read it. I
Rolf Harris made this.
Suggestion: a vampire and a werewolf in couples counseling. The therapist is Van Helsing. Hello guys, thank you so much. We have an hour, so let's get into it. Now, were you mocking your werewolf partner there, were you? Was that what that was?
No.
You think that's appropriate to mock your werewolf partner?
I don't even make that noise, man. It's only at midnight.
Okay, let's just keep it easy now. We're here to talk about the depth of our relationship, and I really want to open up and hear some... Look at me when I'm talking to you. You are a werewolf, yes?
Yeah.
What is your key weakness to killing you?
Sorry?
Just wanted to know, do these sort of fights lead you to sort of dark thoughts? Why don't you just die?
Sorry?
Just another question.
Oh, well, I can't die without a silver bullet.
A silver bullet.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you tell me the first problem you've had with your vampire partner here?
Okay. Well, first of all, claims to be rich, but is like 1750s rich. So we're dating, cheaping out on everything. Everything's all good.
Right. He was rich in the 1750s, so he gets a $10 note and thinks he's a millionaire.
Yeah, thinks he's a millionaire.
Right.
There's no inflation.
Now, that is the thing I find with vampires is that they do not adjust for inflation as they get older. They're very, very naive to that.
Yeah.
It's an
inflation,
odd one.
Smallflation.
See what I mean? Real arrogant.
Real prick.
And speaking of prick, do you know what your partner staked
in the
through
heart.
The heart will kill
That's
him.
How you kill him.
Okay. Thank you for that. What's going on here? Why can't you guys just get to it and finish the job?
Each other off?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on some medication, so I can't finish
him. You can't kill him because of the medication?
Oh, no.
No.
That's...
What did you...
Don't worry about it then.
Come to completion.
Right, I see. Okay.
And a problem that I have with my werewolf boyfriend is that... he always wants to install mirrors everywhere, like above the bed, beside the bed, under the bed. But the thing is, I don't show up in mirrors, so he's just looking at himself constantly.
And you're not there.
I'm not there. I'm here.
That's really...
I'm here, not up there.
Yeah.
I'm in the moment with you, but...
Yeah. He says this, but then he decides he's going to shave his head every day. Yeah. Why not have long hair, mate, if you can't see yourself in the fucking mirror? Look at your haircut. Well, oh, wait, you can't.
That's the thing. I can't look at the mirror.
He can't.
Yeah,
know
so
what he looks
been,
like.
He's talking about my looks all the time. You're too hairy. At least I appreciate how I look.
We can book some more sessions in. I think over the course of about 6 months, you guys could come out the other end because there's clearly a strong connection here and there's clearly love between you. The other option is we can end the session now and I can give you some pamphlets which will help you. The third option is you two kill yourselves and save humanity the hassle of dealing with two mythical creatures. That'll be $650.
But
each.
Aren't you meant to try and help us to get back together instead of pulling us apart?
Absolutely. So what I suggest...
This is a bit... It's weird because we spoke to Frankenstein and his monster.
Yeah.
And we organized a big thing tonight in the village.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who's around who's trying to hunt us down. And
Right. And what was his name?
Do you remember?
Van Gogh or something.
Anyway,
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I've heard
he's coming around, actually, yeah.
We went over to the Swamp Monster's house for tequilas. What? Tequila night.
Swamp Monster.
Oh, he's going over to the Swamp
night.
Monster's house.
Well, at least he takes care of me.
Whoa, that's not right.
Anyway.
No, you know what? That's not right. We should really figure out where this Swamp Monster lives. What's his address?
Well, you don't have to worry about that. Because
I don't know. He never tells me. Or he sneaks out in the middle of the night. Ooh! And goes far away to his Swamp Monster.
What was that sound you were doing?
Which one?
I didn't even make that sound.
Were you mocking him?
Yeah, I didn't even make that
sound.
Can you do the sound?
You make that sound in your sleep like
it's snoring.
It's not snoring.
I have sleep problems. That's why I have the machine.
It's howling.
You have a machine.
Yeah, to breathe at night.
You howl. You don't snore, you howl.
Yeah, it's just bad snoring of sleep apnea.
It's very bad, and you need to get it checked
out. I have the machine to help me breathe.
I can't sleep.
Have you?
You don't sleep.
Yeah, that's the thing, because you howl.
Just
I can't sit in my corner and look down there for 8 hours staring because I get distracted by, oh!
All right, that's enough! Whoa, you two fucking bastard monsters have been pissing me off this whole time, all right? It's me, Van Helsing, and I'm here to clap your cheeks.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh Helsing!
It's just Van Helsing.
Frankenstein's monster said your name is Vincent Van Gogh. You do paintings?
Jean-Claude Van Helsing!
Frankenstein's monster is a goddamn sham. Do you understand? He begged for his life. Begged for his life. And he got away. And so will you guys. For a price. I want you to make up and be friends.
Remember our first date when we mauled all those people?
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, we should go do it again.
Well, you know how we've got the village event happening tonight. Why don't we go wreak some havoc there? You know, like the good old days.
Yeah, we can kick it off right now. We can kick it off right now.
All lived happily ever after. Thanks for watching another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast. If you want to find the full 1 hour version of this podcast, you can see it on our Patreon. Completely uncut, all for you there, baby. You'll see a little bit of it at the end. And if you want your suggestion turned into an improv bit, leave a comment. These podcasts keep this channel going.
Cut the camera.
You've been venturing into illegal gay brothels. You've also been getting illegal gay nudie mags. Now, the first question we're going to ask is how dare you? And the second question is, where are the gay brothels?
What is it like to have sensual connections with someone who shares that with you? I just need to know for a friend.
Go on, you heard him.
Well, I'm not a gay man, as I've said, because it is a crime. It would be with a woman, but with a man.
Fuck, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's better. Fuck.